Unit 10. The Impact of the European Union.
Welcome to our weekly episode of Brussels Inside, the program on the European Union. Back in 2012, the EU was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Back then, people were puzzled when they heard that news. Even today, numerous EU citizens are skeptical towards the Union and its impact on people's lives. Today with me are Sarah Geller and Juan Fernandez, two reporters covering the European Union daily. Sarah, Juan, good to have you here.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sarah, these days many people think of the Union primarily as an economic one, but...
Well, yeah. Actually, it was founded to bring peace. The first step to peace in Europe after World War II was the European Coal and Steel Community between Germany and France. Through that, Robert Schuman, the French foreign minister, wanted to make war not only unthinkable, but materially impossible.
And this is basically a fundamental impact on people's lives in Europe.
Indeed, yeah.
The European continent has enjoyed lasting peace since then, and international security remains one of the EU's top priorities, not just within Europe, but also in the rest of the world.
Right. But let's do have a look at economy now, Juan.
Sure. The single market is probably the EU's single biggest achievement after peace and...
And obviously, peace and economy are closely related to each other.
Absolutely, Sarah. It guarantees the free movement of people, goods, services and capital. For example, it has provided the EU citizens the opportunity to travel, live, work, study and do business across the Union. They can also enjoy a wide range of services and goods at competitive prices.
And this is something that people in all member countries do enjoy. When I order online, I can easily find out where the product I want is the cheapest, regardless if it comes from Italy, Spain, or Austria, right?
Sure. But the advantage goes even further because of the single currency. The Eurozone was established in 1999 and has several benefits.
Well, Sarah, if you think back to the crisis and the effect on the euro, it's not always that easy with a single currency.
You're right, Steve. But despite the hard times it has faced in recent years, it is likely to remain a central part of Europeans' everyday lives. Most Europeans see the benefits it brings to them as travellers, not having to convert money while away on holiday or business.
And if I may add, the main practical benefit has to do with economic growth. It has helped to strengthen the EU's international standing and improve integration within the Union itself.
Well, we'll see what the future holds with the currency. But Sarah, you already mentioned travelling.
Right. So the key word here is the Schengen Agreement. After the signing of the Schengen Agreement, countries abandoned their border posts and it is possible to travel freely across huge areas of the Union and...
Well, for me, a huge advantage is that driving licenses are valid now across the continent.
Exactly. And in combination with the single currency and the fact that holidaymakers are fully covered for emergency hospital treatment in other EU countries, freedom of movement has increased for every European.
If I may just add another point.
Sure, go ahead.
Additionally, increased competition between airlines operating in the member states has provided us with cheaper flights to a much wider range of destinations than ever before. Flights are also safer as a result of stricter regulations and improvements in air traffic control. And when we are on the topic of holidays and going abroad...
There is probably no way around talking about telephone costs.
Sure. This is what my kids almost enjoy most about the EU. Now it's possible to tweet, share and like without high costs during the holidays.
Right. The process to reduce the costs started in the 1990s. The cost of international telephone calls fell by more than 80% in the last decades. In 2017, the EU ended the roaming charges. Europeans can now use their mobile phones in any other EU country just as they would do at home.
Another area where the EU does something for the people is an area which is often overlooked. The EU is collectively the biggest donor in the world, providing over 50 billion a year to help overcome poverty and advance global development. The European Union supports not only regions within Europe, but also in Africa, Asia, and South America, for example.
Really? I was not aware of that, actually.
Yeah, but it's not only that. The EU develops policies and legislation to protect, preserve, and improve Europe's environment for present and future generations. The aim is to protect natural habitats, keep air and water clean, ensure proper waste disposal, and improve knowledge about toxic chemicals. Through the pressure of the EU, the quality of seas, rivers, and beaches, for example, has improved.
Well, that was certainly most interesting. There are numerous areas where the EU impacts our everyday lives. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Juan.
Not at all.
It was a pleasure.